Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Parish Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's theme is weddings, so I suppose I should have said, Dearly Beloved, we are gathered here today to join together, to wed together, for better or worse, this 3TFM radio programme with you, dear listener. Why weddings, I hear you ask? Well, because it's coming near the grouse shooting season. I mean the spouse mating season. Just kidding. But seriously, marriage needs a bit of promoting in Britain these days. There were fewer weddings in Britain last year than any year since 1855. Weddings have never been more hyped and commercialised, and yet they're going out of fashion. But what is not out of fashion is people making serious lifelong commitments to each other. It's not a bad thing if we lose some of the froth and bubble and regain something of the substance of Christian marriage. Here's a romantic song to get us in the mood from Diana Ross.
I want to call the stars down from the sky. I want to live a day that never dies. I wanna change the world only for you. All the impossible I won't do. I wanna hold you close under the rain. I wanna kiss your smile and feel the pain. I know what's beautiful looking at you. In a world of lies, you are the truth. And baby, every time you touch me, I become a hero. I'll make you safe no matter where you are, and bring you everything you ask for. Nothing is above me. I'm shining.
Speaking as a minister, I always find it funny when the nervous young couple come to the manse and the bride says to me nervously, Mr. Noble, will you marry me? And I reply, I'd love to, dear, but what will your boyfriend think? So often couples have a little or no church background and yet they want a church wedding. Why is that? As a minister, I'm delighted that they want to come to church and want to have a Christian marriage. Usually they have already been living together. But then I can help put that right by marrying them. Often I tease them with the question, are you wanting a wedding or a marriage? As a way of introducing them to a very important point which often gets overlooked. A wedding lasts only half an hour, while a marriage can last well over 50 years. Yet some couples cannot see past the big day, the wedding dresses, the cakes, the photographs and so on. Then I surprise them by going to the jugular, by pointing out that they have three basic options: living together unmarried, or getting married by a registrar, or Christian marriage. The key point is that Christian marriage is fundamentally different from the other two arrangements. Living together is by mutual consent between two parties until they maybe break their mutual promises. Registrar marriage is the same, plus it's more official and legal. Christian marriage is completely different because it is a three-way arrangement involving three people, you, your partner, and God himself, no less. God is not just a spectator, as the phrase married in the eyes of God might imply. God is an active participant, one of the three partners. Most couples come to book the wedding. They get surprised at the prospect of marrying God. Here's Cliff Richard to explain it a bit more.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally, you and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break. With him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break. With him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
Isn't that a wonderful thought? You and me and Jesus. What a team. In a changing world, how can two changing people promise unending love till death us do part? In the face of separations and divorces, how can we dare make forever promises? If it was just ourselves two, we could not. But if our God Jesus is the one who gives us the gift of his infinite love, then we can promise the deepest and longest lasting love. In fact, the Bible says that the only love in the world is God's love. Alone, we dare make no rash promises. But in Jesus, we can proceed with confidence in his help. So, let's get on with this wedding. That is the classic entry music. But you could, of course, go for something else. How about the one we chose for our own wedding? Unfortunately, the organist died, and the sudden replacement wasn't able to match his ability, so we didn't actually get it. By the way, I think that's why they call it getting hitched, because there's always some hitch at a wedding. Usually you laugh afterwards. Anyway, we had picked this one. Thank you. this is a very special moment in the lives of John and Jean. As family and friends, we're all very honoured and privileged to be sharing this moment with them today. God himself is also here with us and for us. John and Jean will commit themselves to each other and to God in a three-way partnership in Christian marriage for the rest of their lives. So let's rejoice, and we'll sing together our opening hymn with Catherine Jenkins singing "The Lord is My Shepherd." Dear friends, we are gathered here in the presence of God and in the face of this congregation to join together John and Jean in Christian marriage. Marriage is a holy estate, instituted by God as part of his loving purpose for humanity since the beginning of creation. Marriage is enriched by God for all who have faith in the gospel, for through the saving grace of Christ and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, a husband and wife can love one another as Christ loves them. So we gather here in the presence of God. And marriage is not to be undertaken lightly or thoughtlessly, but in all seriousness, with the awareness of the due purpose for which it is appointed by God. Marriage is appointed by God so that there might be lifelong companionship, comfort, and joy between a husband and wife. It's appointed as the right and proper setting for the full expression of physical love between a man and a woman. It's appointed for the ordering of family life, where children, who are also God's gifts to us, may enjoy the security of love and the heritage of faith. It's appointed for the well-being of human society, which can be stable and happy only where the marriage bond is honoured and upheld. So into this holy estate, John and Jean now desire to enter. If anyone can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together in marriage, let them now declare it. I am required to charge you both, as you shall answer at the day of judgment, that if either of you know any just cause why you may not lawfully be joined together in marriage, you now confess it. Since no reason's been declared, we say a wee prayer, and then I say, "Who gives this woman to be married?" The father of the bride says, "I do." And then they hold hands and they come to the vows. And the vows go, "Do you, John, now take Jean to be your wife? And do you promise in the presence of God and before these witnesses to be a loving, faithful, and loyal husband to her until God shall separate you by death?" And then Jean does the same in reverse. Here's Kenny Rogers to sing "The Vows Go Unbroken."
From the moment I met you, made my life complete. This wave of pure devotion has swept me off my feet. And tonight when we kissed, you still took my breath away. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. The vows go unbroken, and you still know I do. Love, keep, and honor, always true. I'd die before I'd damage this union we have. Stand by you all my life, and the vows go unbroken, and you still know I do. Love, keep, and honor, always true to you.
At this point in the service, the bride and the groom are holding hands, looking into each other's eyes, having just made their promises and about to exchange rings. It's the zone that I would call the bubble. They can feel around them there are people watching and the ministers talking, but they're in a little world, just the two of them, and it's a timeless moment. Without film or photograph or anything, they'll remember that moment for the rest of their lives. So at that moment, as they stand in the bubble, the minister says, "For over 1,000 years, men and women have exchanged rings as tokens of their love. The unbroken circle symbolizes unending love. The circle also symbolizes perfection. So as a token of your love and the covenant into which you are entering, these rings are given and received. And by this sign you take each other to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do you part." So now here's Rosemary singing "When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New."
Side. What a beauty!
Since you have now pledged yourselves to one another in this covenant of marriage, and have made your declaration before God and these witnesses, I pronounce you to be husband and wife. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those whom God has joined together, let not man separate. Will you kneel for the blessing? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord pour out the riches of his grace upon you, so that you may please him and live together in holy love until your lives end. And will the congregation please join in singing the blessing, "The Lord bless you and keep you." It's a 3,000-year-old blessing, going way back to the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, and all Jewish and Christian weddings have sung it for 3,000 years now. So let's all join Catherine Jenkins in singing it. Rise as husband and wife. John, you may now unveil and kiss your bride. The symbolism behind the veil is that it's removing all the secrets, being totally open to one another. The kiss doesn't need me to explain, I hope. Here's Hot Chocolate saying, "It started with a kiss."
It started with a kiss. The back row of the classroom. How could I resist the aroma of your perfume? You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. You made me promise to marry you. I made you.
let's turn to the Word of God, and we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the very famous passage. I may be able to speak the languages of men and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have, but if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Here's the Wesley's Chapel congregation singing Love Divine. So John and Jean, you've gone and done it now. You're well and truly married, wed, hitched, whatever you call it. Congratulations. This is the start of the rest of your life. Your two separate life stories continue to merge together into one joint life story. It's so exciting, and we feel the romance with you. From now on, it's not so much I, me and mine as us, we and ours. There's a whole new vocabulary. The six most important words are I am sorry, I was wrong. The five most important words, you did it very well. The four most important words, what do you think? The three most important words, I love you. The two most important, thank you. And the most important word, we. Life is a journey, and here you are, setting off on the journey together. You don't know what the future will hold, but you know who holds the future, and you know who holds your hand. You don't know where the road will lead, but you want to walk down that road together. You don't know what it will cost, but you want to pay the price. You don't know how much time you'll have together, but you want to spend that time together. So as a congregation, we wish you well. Remember above everything else that this is a three-way partnership. God is with you. God is the boss. But together with God, you're a team and nothing can prevail against you. God's dream for the world was that people would be happy, that they would marry one another and be happy together, that they might have happy families, making up a happy society, making up an eternity in heaven of very satisfied customers. Here's Cliff Richard and Helen Shapiro singing We Being Many.
Side when blood and water fell from the broken heart of Israel, see the Lord provide the precious lamb who died, the great I am who cried, Eli, Eli, Lama Azaftani, Abba, El Shaddai, to God I give my life. And we being many are one body in the Messiah. With God as our Father, who loves us as a mother loves her newborn child.
Then follows a prayer, a hymn, and a benediction. We sign the marriage register and then walk up the aisle into the start of the rest of our lives. This is the start, not the end. The wedding is brief, but the marriage is for life, and for the life after this life too. I have been speaking throughout this program as a minister, but let me finish by speaking as a husband to my wife Patricia for nearly 20 years. I love you even more now than when we walked up the aisle together. It is true what the hymn says, love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. I love you too, dear listener. So let's make it a date to tune in again next week. I leave you with Chris de Burgh and Lady in Red.
You and me.